This is Dr. Armitage Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Dancy, D-A-N-C-Y, LaFrancis, L-A, space, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. The date of birth, October 9, 1949. Date of evaluation, March 22, 2022. The chief complaint, routine follow-up, the HPI. The patient is a 71-year-old female. Correction, patient is a 72-year-old female with long-standing history of hypertension who was diagnosed with congestive heart failure approximately 3 years ago, period. She had been recently discharged from Summit Medical Center with acutely decompensated heart failure, period. She was first seen in the office on September 1st, 2021, at which time she noted dyspnea on exertion at one block, period. She noted occasional chest pressure as if someone was sitting on her chest. Chest pressure was improved with nitroglycerin, period. She was referred for echocardiographic evaluation and EKG, period, and further referred for dobutamine echo, period. Dobutamine echo, correction, echocardiogram performed on December 3rd, 2021, revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 80%, period. There was severe concentric left ventricle hypertrophy. There was moderate aortic stenosis with peak slash mean gradient of 44.7/30.2 millimeters of mercury. She was further found to have mild aortic regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation with severely RV systolic pressure estimated to be 72.4 millimeters of mercury. Dobutamine stress revealed moderate aortic stenosis with mean gradient of 33 millimeters of mercury and mild AI, period. The test itself was not significant for ischemia. The patient was subsequently seen in follow-up in December, February, and now March 22nd, period, at her visit in February of 2022. She was noted to be taking hydralazine for blood pressure, period. She had had no further chest pain or palpitations, period. The patient's blood pressure was noted to be uncontrolled, period. She is seen in follow-up today as she is unable to afford medications and blood pressure has been elevated, period. Her past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number congestive heart failure, next number CVA, June 30th, 2012, past surgical history, appendectomy, next number laparoscopic C-section. The medications currently include hydralazine, 100 milligram, one tablet BID, carvedilol, period. She had previously tried minoxidil, hydrochlorothiazide, and Procardia, however, did not tolerate same. Additional medications at this time include Edarbiclor, EDARBYCLOR, 40/25, half pill daily, period. The allergies, no known drug. Allergies, family history, mother died of CVA, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, correction, physical examination, blood pressure 202/84, pulse 77, respiratory rate 22, height 65 inches, weight 214 pounds. In general, she is in no acute distress. Cardiovascular exam, significant for grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. The impression, one, moderate aortic stenosis. Next number, severe concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, hypertension uncontrolled. Next number, history congestive heart failure. Next number, history CVA. Plan, hydralazine 100 milligrams from TID. Edarbiclor 40/25, half PO daily, number 90, period. The patient will be started on amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 daily, period. She is to follow up in the office in 1 month, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.